Harold Rosario Bonanno. It's a name that's still so familiar in the sugar industry, which is hard to believe, given that it's been almost two decades since Harry last presided over the peak body cane growers. His passing last week, aged 88, was the end of a lifetime of service to an industry he loved, and it loved him right back. Of those who have attended Harry Bonanno's funeral service in Childers today, there are many who have mourned not only the loss of a giant, but also the passing of an era in which sugar was the undisputed king in Queensland. Now, I never met Harry, but I've heard his name in so many dispatches, and only the other day when I was visiting that old BSES station at Woodford, I saw his name etched in a plaque there, erected at the opening of that particular facility. And this morning I asked longtime ISIS cane growers colleague and friend Joe Russo to tell us about the kind of man that Harry Bonanno was.
Well, Harry Bonanno was, what you'd say, a real leader. He dedicated his life to the sugar industry and agri-politics. And there's no doubt that the respect he received from his peers was amazing. Didn't matter where he went, Harry demonstrated skills and understood the industry.
What was the industry like? His commitment spanned something like 38 years. How did the industry change, and what is it today compared with then?
Oh, well, back then I was only very, very new sitting beside Harry, and I suppose I learned a lot watching and listening to Harry. But the industry at that time was very much a regulated industry, so you had to work within that parameter. But Harry was a great advocate, particularly, I suppose, I can refer more to the ISIS industry, where I sat with Harry for 14, 15 years. The ISIS district at that time, I dare say, was under the threat with no water. Its viability was not secure, and he tirelessly worked hard along with his associates at the milling fraternity and the local politicians to get water to ISIS. And that made us, then, the ISIS district, be on par with all the other cane-growing districts in the state, because we then had security of crop. Another thing that Harry did as the cane harvesting, mechanical cane harvesting came into the ISIS district, and given the terrain in the ISIS area with the hills, we had to be able to shift that hilly country out to land suitable for mechanical harvesting, and which was called the ISIS land use scheme, where sort of hundreds and hundreds of acres were shifted from the hillsides out to the more flatter country in the north of the ISIS area. That was a big job. Harry was very instrumental in making that all happen.
That was his motivation locally in the ISIS district, but it was a pathway that led him to Brisbane and also to lead the cane growers organisation for, I think, 12 years at the helm there.
Correct.
Why did he decide to go that extra step further?
First, he had the ability, and we can't take that away from him. He had the passion, he had the ability, he had the drive to do it. And he mixed in, he knew a lot of people, he was a great advocate. He just loved doing those sorts of things, and his passion then went on to Brisbane, where he represented some 6,000 cane growers up and down the state. And no matter what the issue was, he fought tirelessly on their behalf to make the industry where it is today. And back then, the industry was, he had something like over 4,000 or 5,000 growers growing cane. There was expansions. There was all sorts of things that were happening up and down the coast. And Harry was very much in the midst of that, especially whatever political party was in power at the time. He had the ability to be able to speak to those people and convince them how important the sugar industry was to the whole east coast of Australia and how important it was. And whenever there was issues facing it, he was always there in the forefront.
And you're talking about a time, Joe Russo, when it wasn't unusual for the head of cane growers to be able to just ring the Premier up or knock on the door and make the case, you know, one-on-one.
Very much so. That's most probably one of the greatest times that we did go through then. Harry was on first-name basis with all political leaders, and they knew when Harry rang, they needed to talk to him. He held that position, and he had that respect from the parliamentarians. And they knew, I think the important part is, Charlie, that they knew when they were talking to Harry, he was representing the whole industry. And I think that was one of his greatest strengths. He kept the industry so tight together that when the chairman of Cane Growers spoke, he was speaking for the whole industry.
I don't know if you would have had these conversations with Harry Bonanno subsequently, but I wonder what he would have made of the changing marketing landscape and some of the contemporary challenges that continue to face cane growers in Queensland.
Well, I can assure you he made many comments to me over the time regarding that. But that was Harry. Harry was always liked to have his point of view. But you had to remind him, well, times are moving forward. So I suppose with anyone, once you're out of the industry, you see light differently. But while he was there, he surely was a great spokesman for the industry.
Joe Russo, it is a sad day indeed for the Isis cane growing district and right across the industry in Queensland. Thanks very much for sharing some of your personal insights of working alongside with Harry Bonanno.
Well, thanks, Charlie, and it is, from my perspective, it's been great working with him, and he'll be sadly missed as an icon around the Isis district.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck today.
Cheers, Charlie. Bye.
Barle Harry Bonanno, who led cane growers from 1989 to 2001, and also served, as you heard there, as the chairman of the Isis cane growers for 28 years. And I will make sure I post a link to that interview on the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page. There is a rather early photo of Harry posted there, and you can always add your comments at your own leisure.